Hey, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks today to Adrienne Klager, a Patreon sponsor. Hopefully I said your name right. She has been one of those faithful Patreon sponsors, and if Pray Every Day has helped you, would you consider becoming one of our sponsors at patreon.com/PrayEveryDay? This helps cover stuff like Caleb, the amazing engineer. And Caleb, thank you so much. And all the hosting and all the things that go into creating a podcast like this that reaches all over the world. So if you're interested, you can start at the $1 level. Sorry, there's no like 23 cent level, but you can start at the $1 level if you're interested. So thank you so much in advance. Today we're reading from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verses, let me see where they are, verses 22 and 23 in the NASB. It says this: "The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we pray for our eyeballs today, the things that we see. And we pray that you would convict us of those things that we see that are not good for us. Maybe it's gossip. We see it on a Twitter account, or we see too much news, and the news is discouraging us, and it's not causing us to pray, it's just causing us to despair. Lord, we see injustice, but we walk away. There's so many ways that this verse can apply to us. I also pray, and I've prayed this before, but I just want to pray it again because I know of the epidemic that it is. I pray for those struggling with pornography today. And that is a sin of the eye and also of the mind. But the gateway is through the eyes. And so, Lord, I pray for deliverance today. I pray that the things that we are seeing we would begin to see them for what they are. Those things that distract us from following you. And Lord, I pray for no more lies to be spoken over the people who are addicted to porn or addicted to that kind of predation that can come from a porn addiction. Lord, you are still on the throne. You still love them. They have not crossed beyond a boundary that you cannot cross back over. Lord, you have affection. You have died on the cross for them. So I stand against any lies that they may be thinking or believing that shows them that they can never reverse back, that they can never repent, that it's too far, that they're too far gone. That is simply not true. Jesus, thank you that you chase the ends of the earth. You leave the 99 for the one. And Lord, we pray for those people today in our lives who are having sins of the eyes. They are chasing after material wealth. They're chasing after, they could be chasing after porn. They could be chasing after sex. They could be chasing after things they think will fulfill them but will not. Lord, we pray for the prodigals in our lives that they think they have found this this well that will fill them. But Lord, in Jeremiah 2, it talks about broken cisterns that can hold no water. It says, "You have refused to come to me, the source of living water, and you've dug for yourself cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Lord, those who are prodigals and those who are astray, and even ourselves, when we get in those places, we have been guilty of digging holes that have holes. And those holes are only reliant on the occasional rain to fill them up with water. Whereas your living water is continual. It does not depend on the sky. It does not depend on the fickleness of clouds. It depends on the faithfulness of you. And so, Lord, forgive us for living for lesser things. We have lived for that hole that we've dug instead of living for the fountain of living water. Father, today I pray that we would forsake, we would stand against, that we would leave, that we would repent, that we would turn, that we would change our mind, that we would put a stake, a holy stake in the ground and say, "No more on my watch, no more in my heart. I know I can't change someone else, but Lord, I can repent of what I do." And so, Lord, as our hearts ache for the prodigals in our lives who have walked away and who have dug those holes, we also have to look in the mirror and see our own holes and the own ways that we've tried to be our own savior, our own ways that we have tried to be our own personal salvation, our own ways where we have worshiped at the altar of control rather than worshiping at you, the Almighty God. So forgive us today, we ask, in that tender place. We pray that our eye would be clear. We pray that the darkness would flee. We know that the enemy cannot stand the light, so we pray your light would just shed beautifully on our hearts. And if there are any closets that are shut full of darkness, Lord, would you just open them today? Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any hurtful way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. I pray that for me and I pray that for those listening today in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that today would be a day of light, of repentance, and a scattering of the darkness.